The Southside Farmers Market is now in its second year, and it's still growing.
We are a food desert, and it's obvious that no big box stores are going to come to our area, so we're going to develop our own.
That's Martha Ross of Southside Community for Change. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Friday, September 18th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Small private institutions like Bradley University and Knox College have revamped their usual procedures to stop the spread of COVID-19 on campus. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter explains.
Speaking on the 21st, Bradley University President Stephen Standiford explained why the university is requiring students to quarantine for the first 2 weeks of the semester.
Our hope and expectation is these 2 weeks give us a chance to kind of reset our behaviors and get us back on a track where we can finish the semester successfully.
Standiford says Bradley's leadership believes it is their job as an institution to teach their students the behaviors that will lessen the spread of the virus.
The big part of our quarantine is not about blaming our students, but it's about giving us an opportunity to better understand and reset our behaviors so that we can successfully come back for the rest of the semester.
Knox College President Teresa Amott said that COVID-19 has had a financial impact on the small university she leads in Galesburg.
You know, I'm an economist, so of course I'm concerned about the financial viability of our institutions of higher education. But at the end of the day, the reason we are an institution of higher education is because we want to educate young people, and we really felt we needed to bring them back to make that happen.
Standiford and Amont both want to encourage their students to remain socially engaged, yet physically distant. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 61 new COVID-19 cases Thursday, bringing the region's total to 4,963 since the start of the pandemic, and no new deaths were reported. Andre Allen is running for the 4th District Peoria City Council seat being vacated by Jim Montelongo, and the Dunlap School Board wants to start looking at ways to make up a $5 million deficit. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. WCBU's Tori Dahlhoff brings us a collection of sounds captured at Peoria's Southside Farmers Market. He stopped by to find out how this food access and business development project came about and where it's headed.
We are at the Southside Farmers Market at 210 Western Avenue in the old Aldi's building, an 8-week project, every Saturday from 10 till 2. This is our 5th farmer's market.
Apples and carrots and bell peppers. I got a lot of green tomatoes because we had a lot of people who wanted the green tomatoes. What I want to see the 8 weeks come out is just to show that we're trying to bring fresh foods to the community. We have to establish a community pride here. You know, the 616-05 has gotten a lot of negative media play.
We are a food desert, and it's obvious that no big box stores are going to come to our area, so we're going to develop our own.
You know, this is something that we are doing in our own community. It's for our community. It's supported by our community. It gives the community an opportunity to own it. We have to establish our own community pride and show that we're doing something that attracts all of Peoria to come.
We've been working on this for a couple of years. Last year, we did a demonstration of 3 weeks of farmers market. And that was as a result of the city of Peoria actually applying for a local food, local places technical grant. They came and they did training for a couple of days.
It's about establishing a whole better economic system here on the south end of town. And establishing a food hub and a resource center for 616-05.
We hope that we develop a business model where we can continue this on. It's a collaborative effort. The Community Foundation of Central Illinois approved a part of our grant. The City of Peoria, EDC, and Southside Community United for Change wrote this grant together. And of course, like I say, the partners all kick in their time and energy to try to make this happen. Dwayne Harris and I are the coordinators.
Martha and Dwayne's approach has been fantastic as well, because they've taken this opportunity to really use this as a community building event for the 61605 neighborhood. So the Greater Peoria EDC's role, just making sure that Martha and Dwayne have the resources they need to reach out to the community and actually find small businesses that maybe don't have the resources for a full brick and mortar to pay rent, but it's far cheaper to pop up here for several weeks and actually sell quite a bit of goods and actually test run their business.
My name is Billy Young. I'm a local author. I write children's books. I was able to actually acquire a table. And the experience has been good. People have been stopping by the table, and a few have even purchased. So it's a benefit. It's been good. The community needs something that's positive. And so these pop-ups are providing that.
I think that it makes Black people here come together, you know, in a positive way. You probably overlooked 61605 in the past, but now there are good things that are happening there. We don't have no businesses. We'll watch what we do to make businesses here.
We do see that this could be a year-round market. The outcome so far has been very favorable. I see it as just an initial start.
That was Martha Ross and Dwayne Harris of the Southside Community United for Change, Brent Baker of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, and local entrepreneur Billy Young sharing their thoughts on this year's Southside Farmers Market Initiative. The market runs on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. through October 10th. Learn more about the Southside Farmers Market Initiative at wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance, and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.